Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. It is Tuesday. It's the 28th of September, 2021, and we have an amazing lineup here today. We have our usual co-host, Simon Davis from Florida, and John W. Spring here in California. Our guest on hour two today is Greg Catton. We will at some point have him do probably some videos. Maybe on the weekend we'll get a chance to do a video. He's been down in Ecuador. He's from California, four generations. Since 2007, just last week, got his Ecuadorian citizenship. We've discussed a lot of things that are going on now, and I want to start off with kind of like dealing with some solutions. Now, we usually do an A to Z of all our nutrients, and I started that kind of just a minute ago, and so I want to get into that now. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Let's see. Oops. That's really strange. Here we go. For some reason or other, we got into that. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Now we're back in business here. What we're doing is we want to show you some nutraceuticals that are going to help you if you're exposed to the virus and you're trying to detox. Power C Plus capsules or crystals help to give you stabilization of cell membranes, which are damaged or under oxidative stress with these vaccines, which also will mutate them. We have, of course, NutriSilver, which is not colloidal silver. It's monatomic silver and deuterium-depleted solvent. Very good, and you can spray it nasally, orally. We give you a free nasal bottle that you can transfer to the top if you actually get a three-pack, which is, you know, nasal spray or dropper, okay? Really good stuff. We have, of course, the nutraceuticals to help to protect you. One of the most powerful, important ones is our plasma monatomic iodine. It was prophesied 100 years ago by Edgar Cayce. I have a NASA engineer years ago who designed it for me, and I have a technician who can make enough for an entire nation, like America. This is not nascent iodine. It is way beyond that. It's more powerful. It can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide. It kills all viral pathogens. It does activate your mitochondria for energy production, and will kill all other co-pathogens, such as bacteria, virus, spirochetes, and fungi, along with other antipathogenics in our first-line kit. Nutrimune 26Y tags your pathogens so your body can get rid of them, and Nutrient Defense gets rid of the viral capsid of RNA and DNA viruses, as well as the bacterial cell wall co-pathogen, things like MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. By the way, go ahead and tell me when you have either John Spring or Simon Davis on, and we'll continue some dialogue here because we've got lots of stuff to cover. Okay. Now, we have, of course, the Niacin 95 masks, which we carry. By the way, don't think the face diapers you get at a store or some other thing are going to stop it. They're one of the smaller particles that can block the virus, but not so small like a Niacin 100 that will actually suffocate you. The 95 is just the right size, and even then it causes a lot of respiratory strain, so you have to actually take some extra effort to breathe and be properly sealed. We have nanokinase to reduce blood clots. The NADH maintains the NADH levels, which are decreased in people that are exposed to coronavirus or the toxic, genotoxic vaccines. You need a micelle D3, these are liquid or solid. If you have 80% of the people that die have low vitamin D levels. Just maintaining vitamin D is extremely important. We have the soft gels, 5,000 units, and the drops, 1,000 units, so you can't compare them. We have, of course, the minerals for your body to maintain your normal metabolism, minerals plus and vitamin mineral max. We're looking down here at specific things to protect your brain. For example, melatonin does protect your brain and your vision. We have Maligna Block. This is sulfuric glycosinolate. It's also in our ageless product. And this actually repairs DNA. It's a repair DNA. It gets rid of old damaged cells and tissues and repairs mitochondria and so on. It's very important. It's more powerful than ivermectin. So is ellagic acid for the terminal and shibuya plant. We have magnesium glycinate to protect your peripheral tissues, and we have magnesium L-threonate, which is brain mag for the brain, protection against seizure activity increased actually caused by the vaccines. We have things to protect you from dysbiosis in your gut, living probiotic. We have the pre-bio heal, which will heal your gut wall lining. We have living probiotic ultra. things that stop the excessive seizure-like activity in non-motor areas of the brain, lithium orotate. We have, of course, life support with phase 2 detox, including especially methylation, which blocks the ability of the spike protein to attach to receptors and causing genetic damage or suppression of your T killer cell activity. So you lose parts of your innate immune system when you take these toxic chemo shot vaccines. We have cardiovascular and cardiovascular tincture, 15 drops equals one capsule. This maintains perfusion. It's fantastic. And everybody who's either exposed to someone with vaccines or has hypertension or has taken the vaccine should be on cardiovascular. We have Inflamex, one of the most anti-inflammatories to protect you against the toxic effects of the immune support protocol. It's in our immune support protocol. It's the old woman's IMN formula with proteolytic enzymes from Germany with 10 times stronger. So, pretty neat stuff. Immune support, this basically is our immune support protocol. We call it vaccine pre and post. And we go over that, we can go over that specific details. It contains a number of components that will protect your body and get rid of the luciferase 102 toxin, as well as the graphene oxide, and repair the mitochondria and get rid of the damaged mitochondria in your cells and tissues. So that's why you get a cardiomyopathy student. Oh, hi, Simon. I want to bring on early because I have a number of things I want to talk about here, and I want to get to open discussion on this because this first hour is wide open, and I'm just going to finish my AZ in just a minute, and we'll get rolling here. We have hazmat suits, which are very important. We also have the eye goggles because if you're going to be exposed to the new versions of the virus, right now the Delta version is actually more infective but less lethal, so it's easier to get it, but it's less lethal than the 19. The problem, though, is that when people have been vaccinated, their immune warning system's been shut off so that they can grow 200 to 300 times the normal amount of virus in their body because they're not taking, let's say, my nutraceuticals, my first-line defense kit. And when that happens, when the alarm's finally pulled, they can have a cytokine crisis called the ADE engine. Let's see if I remember. ADE engine.
Antibody-dependent
enhancement, yeah. And that reaction basically is basically like a firestorm inside the immune system of your body, and it kills you. So that actually happens more often than people who are vaccinated, not vaccinated. And so when they used to say this, the data as up to March was correct, that the vast majority of people who were getting sick were people who are not vaccinated because you've got IgM subclass 3, which basically means you have some IgM antibodies against the current virus, the old virus. But now from March to now, it's increased from 1% last December to 99.2% are Delta strain. And then the mu strain started to come on. And there are up to 40 different mutations plus of the Delta strain. They totally avoid any possible partial benefit from the vaccines. So when people say they're going to force vaccinations, like, duh, these vaccines actually set you up for more health problems and don't solve the problem. And now they actually create bioreactors in people, so they create new versions of the virus. So they actually make the latest new pandemic, say coronavirus 23 or 24, emerge at a later date. And most of the time when you have a virus, it may be more infective, but usually less lethal. Rarely it'll be more lethal. And we'll get into that in a second. We have lots of things going on, so that when you see these illogic of the global government trying to force vaccines or force testing, the testing they're using is inadequate, and the vaccines are completely not only useless, they're actually counterproductive. And even the vaccine experts have come out and talked about this specifically. We have, of course, things to protect you, like gamma E plus to get rid of nitro peroxy radical. We have things to the first line defense kit, which contains our nutrient defense. We talked about power C plus. NutriSilver, Nutridyne, and Allicin Med from Germany, 200 milligrams more than Peter Dossing's Allicin. We have ellagic acid from the terminal tubulin. It actually gets rid of old damaged mitochondria, because this basically, when you take the spike protein, it causes a mitochondriopathy after it causes hydroproxy radical and a surge in D-dimer activity in microclots. But its primary thing is a mitochondriopathy. It also suppresses or knocks out parts of your immune system, so your innate immune system is actually destabilized by these vaccines. Or they're not vaccines, they're called Frankenshots, according to Dr. Francis Boyle. And then finally, we're down here to protect your brain tissue. We have CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Ubiquinol. We have other nutraceuticals here that are going to help to protect you from it, such as Cognition Plus, which is good for antioxidants in the brain tissue. Because the brain takes a big hit from this, and some people are getting strokes or dementia. We're going to start seeing over the next few years tremendous increase. In fact, it's predicted that there'll be 30 times increased risk of dementia, degenerative heart disease, and cancer rates caused by all the immune imbalances caused by these so-called chemo shots. So that's what's really going on there. And then, of course, we look down at some of the other things we can do to protect you. We have, of course, things that will protect your brain like Calm Mind is very protective. The brain is actually not a motor seizures of the brain area. And things like BioAvir has actually B12, B6, and things to get rid of the excess of things that will cause gout, uric acid. So, Simon, you mentioned a couple of things, and I'd like to bring in some controversy, because when you called me this morning, I was like really rushing to try to get ready, and I couldn't really talk, but you mentioned that they're pushing, and now there was a court hearing today, and apparently the court has decided to actually jump over the prior discussions and try to push vaccine testing and vaccine in the school district in New York. Is that right? I think we're going to break, but we're going to continue on our... by the way, we're on Twitter right now as well. Used to be Periscope's on Twitter over on our website, so you can be able to go over there and actually see the shows there. We'll be back in just a moment with Simon Davis. Simon, let's get that.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com. First line.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Yes. So what you're saying, Simon, is that in these court cases, they're trying to get rid of the religious exemption and trying to force everybody that they have to be vaccinated or can't participate in society. Now, remember, they're using the COVID as an excuse for this, you know, what I call geopolitical takeover, and the idea of closing the door. Now, here's my take on that. A percentage of people are going to be like good sheep and go, bah, and then do it. But a large enough percentage of health professionals, teachers, and so on are not going to do it, even if they lose their job. And this is immediately going to close things down and cause an internal collapse of society, which is, by the way, the real objective of these globalists. They want to implode society. For example, when you want to implode production chains of producing goods, or let's say, for example, they've imploded, for example, the production of carbon dioxide so they can't package, say, pork and chicken. Or you want to implode the healthcare system so you can't even do conventional medicine because you lose, say, 20 or 30% of your nurses because they just won't take the shots. And the same with doctors. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a controlled implosion of society on purpose, because that's how you make people poor, unable to even get health care for serious health problems. And the same thing is children in schools. I mean, a number of schools, I'm sure, are going to end up either closing or having to change their structure dramatically, because there's a number of people that are just, especially when you push people. You know, if you gave the option, well, you can take the vaccine or not, and then all of a sudden when it becomes mandatory, a number of people who will all of a sudden start balking. And I think it'll be a significant enough minority, not majority, minority, it's going to implode the school system in New York. And I think the same thing with many other businesses and corporations. Look at the military. I have the article up right now that you sent me. Amory flight surgeon urges Pentagon to ground pilots who took COVID-19. Now, remember, I took care of pilots at Air Force Academy for years, and commercial airline pilots across the country. And these vaccines make you unstable vascularly to fly at high altitudes and at maximum G-forces. So as a result, especially if you're an Air Force pilot, not just flying on, you know, autopilot, and you only have to do is take off and land in a commercial airliner, when you're in a weaponized air vehicle, you have to be totally aware of yourself, and you have to maybe have these things in your legs to actually compress your legs so the blood circulation doesn't go to your legs when you go to what you call red energy or blackout. If you go red out, all the blood goes to your head. If you black out, all the blood goes to your legs. You have to stop that. And what I see happening is that they recognize that these vaccines actually make people prone to actually losing consciousness and maybe having a heart or vascular event in the air and losing control of their vehicle, which means they're going to crash into someone else or just die and not be able to engage in battle. So this is just another way to force the population to what we call controlled implosion. That's what I see.
Simultaneous with the court decision, though, you had the new governor of New York, the lieutenant governor who became governor when Cuomo resigned. And she wrote an executive order to give herself enhanced emergency powers.
Well,
now calling up the National Guard to replace the hospital workers who have been laid off because they're not taking shots.
I don't know if you saw Tucker Carlson. He turned her like into a religious figure. They actually did the same with we'll call him a Cardinal Fauci, okay, of the new religious thing of the.
He was mocking her, but in her
I know
speech,
that.
She did that herself.
I know that.
You know, this is like God's calling for you to take the vaccine.
Yeah. She's like an evangelist. She's actually like a pseudo religious evangelist for us. Now, you have to understand. A lot of people want to ignore the issue of Satanism. And they don't know what Satanism is. They just think it's just bad people. But you understand, Satanists do both good works and evil works to achieve a goal. In other words, they'll do whatever they need to, just like corporations will do whatever they need to maintain control of the corporation and the business and that thing. And the same with a lot of our politicians. And the reason why we have oppositional powers in government, including our structure of our government between executive, legislative, and judicial branch, is because it's based not on the Bible, but on Luciferic satanic principles of oppositional control, because people, when they're not under the spirit of the Most High God, they're under the spirit of their own self-direction, and therefore they're Luciferic. That's why I remember when they were cast out of the garden, they heard the voice of Lucifer, the snake in the garden, Eve did. And she told Adam, saying, hey, don't listen to God anymore. You can just do it on your own because you already graduated. So what people don't understand is that the secret orders on Earth run pretty well everything, corporations. They run all the businesses and all the governments on Earth. And depending on whether they're Muslim or Christian or Baha'i or whatever the heck they are, they're all under ultimately Luciferic. And what you have to understand here, they wanted this final kind of thing. Just remember what's his name? In 1871, he wrote this thing about the three world wars. You know what I'm talking about? And the third one would be a final war where basically the only religion left would be Satanism, right? Now, what people don't understand is behind the scenes, Satanism has been the power in all the governments and all the fake churches all over the world anyway. It's just coming up with his full mask off now. And this idea of trying to do this is trying to make sure that you don't have any more autonomy. You don't have control of your body. We even have control of your genetics, and we can either bottle you or take your genetics and modify you or whatever, or connect you to the supernet so your brain is connected to our 5D, not G, 5D network so we can create artificial consciousness. So I believe you're going to see the thing that I see, and I talked about this with Greg Catton, he'll be on the next hour, is called, it, and this is something that I believe in the Bible, it says, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nation. The leaves mean a small collection of people and groups that are actually going to work separately to survive, okay? And that's where I think things are going to happen. Survival is not going to be taking military action against the government. You may have to be able to protect yourself, but it's going to be small little cliques that are going to protect themselves, have food, water, encrypted communications, encrypted, for example, I recommend, which I have a Kraken account in San Francisco, and I have Tron and other commercial currencies, so if I want to put money, I can transfer to my Tron account. It can be exchanged between dollars or other currencies anywhere in the world. And we need to have encryption, because the real thing that scares the New World Order more than anything else is not weapons of mass destruction, it's encryption. Encrypted communications, encrypted currencies, and ability to kind of transfer information, and for example, even bartering. You can do encrypted bartering, and nobody can track you. And that's where I think you're going to start seeing, as of last month, now with all these movements by these people, including the so-called new anointed priestess of New York City. Let's refer to her as a priestess for now. We can't call her a governor, right? She's a priestess. They're going to cause people to separate. And now I can't guarantee who's going to do it. Now it'll increase more and more. I was really surprised, but not really, when only 30% of blacks are taking the vaccine, that the BLM guy would come forward. He sounds like a Christian evangelist. We're not going to submit to this, he says. This is taking our civil rights. Duh. Right on, my black brother. We don't want you to be taking your rights taken away by forced vaccination, which will maybe sterilize you so you can't have any more children in the future, or we connect your brain to a supernet. Your comments, go ahead, because I really believe that this is a time of separation. We're seeing the sheep and goats are being separated now, and the globalists, basically, the only way they can actually win is if they continue to keep us integrated in their system. In other words, start buying products like Mammoth Nation that are connected to people that are non-globalists. Start connecting with your neighbors, getting food, water, and non-lethal protection. And you don't have to have a lot of money yourself. If you have 20 families, you can buy a piece of land outside a large city, put a well on it, and be able to do anything from an RV to a tent, whatever, so you can survive what's coming. So I think where we're heading right now is we're heading toward, the bride is going to be saved for times and half a time out of the reach of the beast. But these actions by the new priestess in New York and other ones is going to force people to make a decision. And believe us, we're going to be surprised how many people are going to join us, aren't going to participate in this garbage.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with Nutra Medical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra Medical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutraSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months in months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News. An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea to her missing fiancé.
For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford adding Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. A funeral taking place in New York on Sunday for Petito. An execution is set to take place in Texas tonight. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston-area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
So, we're going to get into this with Greg Catton in the next hour. I know he talked about the idea. He's taken these ayahuasca travels. He said he's done 1,000 of them. And a lot of people think intuitively. Here's what I see as a timeline. The tribulation started around 2017 when Donald Trump moved into office. It is now, we're halfway through as of, the end of summer. And that this whole thing will end at a major event in April of 2024. Now, it's my foreknowledge, and again, this is, I have three sources of information. I have regular, I call the sewer net. I have classified sources, which go way beyond Alex Jones or any of these other people that kind of talk to various people. And the third is supernatural, and some of it comes in chunks and visions. Like, for example, I started getting some visions and so on up to 13 years ago. And so I asked my friend Mark Gaffney to actually start doing research on this. And then I actually contacted scientists like our engineer down in Illinois, geoengineering, in terms of ringwoodite, in terms of what's called the Earth's deep water cycle. And what you have to understand is when a major event happens in, say, the gravitonic waves in the solar system, like a solar burst from the sun or a passing comet or an asteroid that can pass with a gravitonic wave or a supernova, these can shake the unstable nuclei of water out of the ringwoodite. And the water lowers the melting point of magma, and then you get a pole shift. Now, in the 5 billion years that Earth has been around, there's been 2,000 pole shifts. The last pole shift dropped the Empire of Atlantis and Mu. And some of the ancient books, because the science was very advanced, were passed on through the Alexandrian Library to Nikola Tesla. Actually, Nikola Tesla's father was a Greek Orthodox monk, and he got access to this book to give to his son. What people need to start understanding, people get intuitive knowledge is not based on just scientific. For example, it's what I call intuitive, or if you want to call it psychic. So if you talk to good scientists like Nikola Tesla or Einstein or whatever, or folks, people like myself that get the intuitive knowledge of how to build from God the EDUCAP and also my first line defense kit, it's not just me inventing it for me working out the logic. It's me using logic on top of intuitive intuition and visions. So I start putting it all together, and so I don't gamble at all. I don't like believing it. But when you go to Vegas, you get the three balls that come down. It's called, you know, Keno. And when all three balls have the same phone number on them, you know you're going to win. Okay, you're going to get the prize. Well, what's going on right now is that the end of the New World Order is going to occur with an event that will bring down the 5G satellites and their digital control of population. Because you have to think of it, the only thing that really controls people is money, number one, mana, okay, or the Temple of Baal, and population control in terms of our behavior and our communication. So they can even track your phone conversations on your phone and digitally analyze it. Or what they eventually want to do, and I know and have talked to personally about this numerous times, even had them on my show years ago, various experts talking about this, like Elon Musk. And the fact is, by 2030, they want to be able to interface directly with human consciousness. Well, they had a consciousness integrative system in 1978 with Dr. Tordlaw's office at the VA hospital in Santa Monica that cost $26 million. And they had to have a headband system, a helmet, that would convert various cortical area frequencies in the brain cortex into frequencies. And they wanted me to work on the vortex mass stochastic fuzzy logic systems to convert the vortex mass frequencies into, we call it the alphabet of the brain, if you want to call it the phenomes and subconcepts of how the brain communicates and uses holographic, we call amplification of previous holograms, and that's how the brain works like a mass battle holographic amplifier. And I told them to go to hell after they told me what else they wanted me to do. And again, I realized they wanted to subjugate the human race, so they wanted to take my ability, which is my IQ over 200, and take my abilities and turn it into when I was going to work on the MS Tissue Brain Bank and electron microscopy lab. So I don't know these secondhand, I know them firsthand. I even was in the office and saw this, and they poured in trillions of dollars. A lot of the money has disappeared, for example, from our economy. It's gone to build underground cities, off-world space projects, and human-animal hybrids, not just here, but in our laboratories in China. Just like we went off war to the Wuhan lab in China to do the final steps of building the bioweapons with Fauci and the other maniacs, like Bill Gates. We've done the same thing. We moved our research facilities in America over to China, and they have 250,000 of these bioreactors to create human-animal hybrids. And they've actually succeeded in creating what's called humanzies, which are put chimpanzee genes inside humans because they're close enough genetically, and also to insert actin myosin genes from jackals into, say, female super soldiers so they're 12 times stronger. So they're playing around with these things, and they have a lot of failures, and they kill them. And they do them not only in China, but they also have facilities, some of us in Mexico, in conjoint with the NSA, CIA, and the scientists are back and forth from China. And that's why you'll see, for example, even the drug cartels, they're bringing in fentanyl. Those labs are all in Mexico. They bring over the chemicals from China. They're pre-made, and then they manufacture them in Mexico. They're not shipped all the way from China. They're shipped from Mexico. So what people need to understand, the New World Order is trying to replace the human race with basically a dumbed-down cyborg population and get rid of the family. And as people, as families, start to come together and start realizing, it doesn't matter what your skin color or your previous religion is, you start to separate. And I can't say it's going to be a majority. It may only be worldwide, let's say, of the total population of 7.8 billion, it may only be 100 million. I don't know. But that 100 million is the nidus to start a civilization again after they separate and protect themselves from the globalists that's going on. I really believe we're back almost like, you know, in a sense, a new genesis of a new type of human species that'll have extended lifespans, they'll be able to have advanced technology, interact with the Galactic Federation, travel at FTL faster light speeds, interact as trade across the cosmos and galaxies, and live for tens of thousands of years. The only way you'll die is either a supernova or violence, or doing, as I say sarcastically, things like selfies. But firstly, the whole point of what we call religion, realize going on, which is a way to contain you and train you, is going to disappear. It'll be relationship and wisdom. When people have wisdom at that time in the future, they won't have ignorance. And it's the ignorance of the population that's our main poison. It's not just a poison in terms of fluoride, chloride, or toxic chemicals and pesticides. It's a poison of ignorance taught in schools and churches and so on, and then people believe the lies and they become, you know, basically willing pets to the New World Order. Does that make sense?
Well,
Simon,
I think yes, I can hear you.
Yeah,
I think the situation and the time scales that we're dealing with now are far in advance of 2024. I've been thinking a lot about the Great Depression and Steinbeck's kind of like Grapes of Wrath and how people were forced to move for survival. And I was looking at movies.
Well, I think this could happen very quickly. For example, the end of the month, which is this Friday, they have to actually raise the debt ceiling. And if they don't, again, we're heading toward economic meltdown. So you're right. I mean, things can get much worse much quicker than we expected. But that's also going to force people to start amalgamating. For example, we take care of our friends. We're an eight-home gated community. We have chickens, and all of us are armed with the teeth, including the lawyers and DA's office down the end of our little eight-home gated community. And we're ready to deal with this, okay? I have a greenhouse and fruit and nut trees in season, and we have a giant wall around our entire properties, and it's all surrounded by a trench full of scorpions and the most vile rattlesnakes you can imagine. These are long buggers and what's called king snakes. So it's not like you're going to just wander in here and not get caught. I mean, if you're coming in here and we know you're coming, you're going to have a bad day. And the thing is, there's a lot of people like us that are going to start preparing years ago. And I don't know if they're a majority. My guess is they're probably the minority of the population. The rest of the people have not been preparing or listening. They think, oh, we're just making this up. But you know what? More and more people are going to panic and start realizing they'd better get... And that's why you're going to start seeing and amplifying food and other shortages, because they're going to try to buy everything on the shelves. That's why between the lack of production levels and distribution, you're going to start seeing buying stuff up, and it's going to disappear. Like Costco said, you're not going to buy more than a certain amount of toilet paper or other things now, because they realize the supply chain's being quenched on purpose. This is all controlled demolition. And they're not going to wait until 2024, because they remote view. They have a thing called the Golden Cube supercomputer. And it hits a wall where they can't see beyond that, because they know there's something major going to happen galactically that's going to kill their New World Order, so they want to do it now. They don't want to wait until 2022 or 23. They want to do it now. They're in a big panic. So I agree with you totally. I think that they're wanting to do it as possibly as early as maybe next week. They want to start collapsing the economy. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, I was starting to look at costing on a very useful website that people might like to refer to called Moving, as in pushing something.
Caught up with him at the next signal. I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him this was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex.
The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with.
Simon, what are these things going on here? You're right, the prices are going to go up like a rocket. You're going to start seeing things happen. They're so difficult to understand here. I'm watching, for example, here, I have a picture up now with Stu Peters TV, which I like, and Wendy Rogers. And again, the response of the audit is pretty anemic. So far, they didn't come out very clear to say they need to get this to the Supreme Court, get the other states, get their audits going, and remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from the White House, because they're just functionary puppets of the globalists, the global bankers and billionaires. And the collapse of the production system, the collapse of the food supply system, they're even paying farmers to get rid of crops. And it's my estimation, based on the analysis I've got so far, that about 12 to 14% of all crops have already been destroyed by Joe Biden, paying farmers to actually destroy their crops rather than actually getting ready for fall harvest. Or not even, probably not even going to say that I won't even pay you to actually pay a spring harvest crop. If you don't comply with us. So we have criminal government that's basically ruling, running us into the ground, and inactive or people that are trying to make excuses that they don't have to take activity, when in actual fact it may be too late. So as like you say, even if you have some money, in normal circumstances you won't be able to move from one place to another because there's not enough trucks available to move you. You can't move your license very easily, although at some point they're going to have to loosen up the regulations. So if you're in New York and you got kicked out because you wouldn't submit to vaccines, I'm sure in Florida they'll pick you up as a doctor or nurse because they need more. So what you're going to start seeing is a massive migration to red states like Texas and Florida, and of people from the blue states where they're destroying their economies and their population. It's all a controlled demolition. And, of course, so I think what you're going to start seeing is, and it's going to be tough. I mean, some people may not even be able to take their furniture. They may just get in their car and start driving to another state because they can't even get a moving truck. And they have to realize that, you know, people aren't going to be able to buy homes necessarily if there's no homes available. I mean, they're going to, I'm sure in Florida, the wait to actually get a house built now because you can't buy one is going to be like a year. I mean, so where are people going to live? I don't know. Tents. People don't realize what's happening here. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I think a lot of families in America, particularly in Democrat-controlled states, because I guarantee you, if this, and I rarely say that, if this is either rejected by the Supreme Court, as in we don't need to hear it, because you've already ruled based upon the Supreme Court precedent from 1905, the Jacobson case, which is what New York City quoted to the Second Circuit Appeals Court, then you could suddenly see Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Michigan, while witness still there, that hopefully she'll lose, but you know, that's still a year away, and they'll start putting all these mandates in for all these county employees and all these state employees, and with no testing or religious exemptions. So this can be seen as a silver lining. I mean, you know, if you've got to move from New York to Florida or New York to South Dakota or something like that, no, it doesn't have to be that traumatic if you do it in a measured way. You know, just like it says on their website, you know, you go there for a vacation, you stay for a couple of weeks, you drive around a few towns, you go and visit some schools, you stay with the kids, it doesn't look too bad, the local university doesn't require you to be vaccinated, you know, you start looking, you know, for jobs, and if you're qualified, not really that hard finding jobs at the moment, and the wages certainly at the bottom end are going up, trying to keep up with the price of food, I suspect. I mean,
right.
You know, in Florida, we've seen the starting wage at McDonald's go from $11 an hour, which is the new statement on wage, to $13.50 because they didn't get anyone to work for $11.
Right.
I said to a manager, I said, okay, you've put the wages up 25% roughly. I said,
right.
Surely the food prices are, and she said, I guarantee you, she said, quarter four, you know, October, November, she said, we're going to see all of these burger prices go up like 10, 15, 20%.
Because I agree.
The wages up 25%.
Right. Now, in some ways, it's actually going to destroy the power of the Democratic states and cities because they won't have the resources financially to actually continue, and they can't just keep on pumping money out of nowhere. And that, what that's going to do is melt the dollar down. And of course, their idea of the globalists, they want to replace the dollar with a digital currency because what they've done when they did this in Afghanistan, they've destroyed the support for what's called the petrodollar, which means we're going to be there for Saudi Arabia and Turkey and other nations to protect them. When, in fact, the evidence of behavior of these generals that are being interviewed today is we're not going to be there for them. And we're even trying to take away $1 billion in the Iron Dome system for Israel, so we're not going to be there for them. See, our petrodollars depend on a strong Israel. It's dependent on Sunni Muslim nations that depend on us to protect them from some Shiite nations like Iran. And unless we realize that, and Pakistan, unless we realize that, the petrodollar reason why it's so powerful is mainly because it's the currency of exchange for oil. And once the dollar, you either print too much of it or you lose the petrol support for it, all of a sudden inflation is going to go haywire and the whole civilization is going to start collapsing. You won't have money to maintain even basic salaries and things like that in the government or military or supply lines and everything. Now, people don't realize what's going on here is a controlled demolition, isn't it?
When people are shopping around for somewhere potentially to move to in as orderly a process as possible, the kind of laissez-faire states that on the face of it appear attractive, such as South Dakota and Texas, their
right.
governments have taken such a hands-off approach that corporations are mandating, and unlike in Florida, where DeSantis has said, you try and put a mandate on your employee, we're going to fine you $5,000 a head.
Right.
In South Dakota, you had the Stanford Medical Group, which is the largest medical provider in South Dakota and North Dakota, and they mandated all their employees. And I called Governor Noem's office, and I gave him a real rocket, and I said, you know, she's done. She's at her presidential or vice president aspirations are absolutely over if she won't stand up and protect the bodily integrity of her citizens against your largest private health care
right.
service. And they were like, well, she's like really good on abortion and she's, you know, liked having fireworks in Mount Rushmore and stuff. And I'm like, I don't care. You're not willing to protect your doctors and nurses who are your life givers and life savers for your entire state population. You're worthless.
Well, I think you're going to start. I think you're going to see at some point. You're going to see actual physical revolts. I don't want to see it because it's going to be a conflict between. It'll be like it'll be the same thing in Australia. But the thing is that the American public are armed to the teeth. So when the police start finding that they're going to people's homes and they're ending up getting chopped up, for example, if they come to my home, I'll give you just a list of a few things I have, not except for the exotic ones I'm building. I have incendiary shells. If I hit you with them, they're just going to blow you to little tiny bits. I got non-lethal weapons, and I got exotic ones in building. So if you come to my home with the intention of doing something to me and my family, you're going to die on my doorstep. You're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. Okay? Now, if even if I get killed doing this, there are enough people, or enough of them are going to die doing it to us. They're going to find out they're going to have a hell of a time finding people stupid enough to go home to home to people's homes and find out, let's say, every time they go to a home, they have about a 5% chance of dying before they go home at night to their wife or husband or whatever they are. And they're going to realize this is a really dangerous thing to do, and they may flip and realize they may have to join the actual group of people protecting us against the globalists. What's going on now, I don't know why the police in Australia think this is something they can continue doing and get away with. Because when the population gets angry enough, basically, one way or another, even without guns, they're going to shut that country down. And when it gets shut down, it's the police are going to starve just as bad as anybody else. So I think that we're at a transfer moment here where people are going to start waking up to the point where no matter what the globalists want to do, they're not going to get their way. We have to participate and we have to bow and kiss their ass, and it's not going to happen.
Well, two things. One, I would say that even in Texas, if you look at the, I believe it was the Houston Medical Center, they had, 27,000 employees, and they forced them to all be vaccinated. I think 200 of them stood firm, and they were all fired.
Yeah, well,
Abbott did nothing to protect those people. Nothing at all.
I think he's an anemic governor. I don't think he's that. He should have sent his troops down to the wall and rebuilt the wall rather than waiting for the federal government. I don't know what the hell's wrong with Abbott. He's like a lot of rhinos.
Now, there is something that I would like to discuss about Australia, and a lot of people are unaware of this, but they actually passed a law last year that they could actually bring in foreign troops
really?
For emergency purposes, and they were all indemnified of any civil consequences from using force against civilians.
Wow.
And there's a suspicion now that some police and some military are resigning and that they're actually being replaced by Russian mercenaries.
By Russians? Oh, wow. On contract, eh?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Else support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.